I basically want to tell you about three journeys I've been on with Movable Feast. I want you to listen really closely because there's going to be a quiz at the end about these journeys. So the first journey was in January of 2006, and it was a journey of 7.1 miles from 1313 Southview Road, where I live, to St. Benedict's Church over on Wilkins Avenue, where Movable Feast was then headquartered. And I had gotten a call from Greta, a friend of mine, who said, I would like you to come down to Movable Feast and meet the executive director, Vic Basil, who would like to, you know, I want you to understand their mission and what they do and see the place and everything else. So the day came, and I agreed, and the day came, and I looked outside, and it was a white-gray sky of winter, which we're all familiar with. There was a lot of snow on the ground. It was kind of drizzling. It was just an ick day. It was an ick day. And everything in my mind was saying, do you really have to go? And I really didn't want to, I have to tell you quite honestly. But there was something that told me, because some people had taught me something. People had taught me that you should do what you said you were going to do. So I got into the car and I drove to 7 miles. And I met with Vic Basil in St. Benedict's. And in the course of our meeting, he said something to me which stuck with me for a long, long time, sticks with me obviously till today. And he said, you know, Tom, giving is a learned behavior. I never thought of that. Giving is a learned behavior. And I walked away and I thought about, well, then who have my teachers been? And I thought, well, clearly one has been my mother, definitely has been a teacher, because I'm the youngest of 7 children. My mother worked as a nurse, and my father worked in a brewery. You do the math. We weren't rolling in dough. And my mother was incredible in her creativity because I never felt like anything, but we had everything we needed. And I particularly remember dinner times. And she would come out. And I was convinced as a child that the most luxurious of desserts, if you were really good, was applesauce. And if you were particularly good, with cinnamon. Wow. So giving is a learned behavior, and it takes great teachers. And those teachers, like my mother, need to be creative. So the second journey I want to tell you about is a longer journey. That was 7 miles. This one is 140 miles. And it's the journey that many of you are aware of. It's the journey of the Ride for the Feast. And once I got on the board of directors, Ted Blankenship started talking to me about doing the Ride for the Feast, doing the Ride for the Feast. And just like that same reaction I had that snowy morning where I looked outside and I said, ugh, I really don't want to go there. Well, it wasn't my head that was saying no. It was my ass that was saying no. Because I knew after 140 miles there was going to be pain. And I said no for, and I resisted Ted's very creative and persistent drips about riding. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful experience. I mean, he made me believe I was going to grow hair if I rode. He'll say anything. He's a real whore when it comes to this stuff. Anyway, I did the Ride for the Feast. And I'm so glad I did it. It's an amazing experience. And so I did this 140 miles, and giving is a learned experience, and it takes great teachers. And my teacher, in this case, was very persistent. And I thank you, Ted, for that. So the last journey I want to talk to you about happened recently, and it was in Tom Bondarenko's office. And I was sitting there around his office table, and Cindy Sears was there. And we're sitting around the office because Movable Feast is in the beginning of a capital campaign that they're doing. And so when you get invited to Tom Bondarenko's office with the president of the board and the capital campaign, you know what's coming, right? You know what's coming. You're just sitting there like, should I step onto the tee now? And Cindy's taking out her 4-iron. Well, anyway. Well, anyway, I had already figured out how I wanted to support this capital campaign. I had already told them how much I wanted to support this capital campaign. So I was figuring, okay, this is kind of a this is routine. They're going to kind of confirm my support at a certain level. So we go through the whole thing. And then Cindy looks at me, and she has the fortitude, one might say, to look me straight in the eye and not bat an eyelash and ask me for exactly twice as much as I had agreed to. And thus began the third journey. And that's a short journey. And it's a journey of about, in the average man, a foot and a half. And it's the journey between your head and your heart. Because my head is a fearful place. And it says, I won't have enough. And I can't give this away. And life is all about gathering and collecting and accumulating and then showing everybody it. And my heart is a place where those constraints don't exist. Where I know that that's an illusion. And nothing I have is mine. And life is not about getting it. It's about giving it. It's about letting go. It's about lightening up. And I realized at that moment she had to ask me that question because she wasn't asking for her. If you've ever seen a person die of AIDS, I just want to get serious for a moment, and they waste away in front of you, they lighten up. At the end of their life, they're fragile like a bird. And one day, they're a wounded bird. And the next day, they're an angel. Giving is a learned behavior. And it takes teachers who are courageous. Thank you, Cindy. So, three journeys. 7 miles, 140 miles, 1.5 feet, which is the longest. But they all end in the same destination, and it's a place called abundance, and it's a place called the feast, and it's a place that I think might just be called love. Thank you.